You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. The days of a husband and father supporting his family with just his paycheck are long gone. More women are graduating from college than men, and gender roles are seeing a major shift.
In short, our next guest says it looks like the age of the dominant male is over. He says that's probably a good thing overall, but it leaves men with an uncertain future. Jack Myers joins us now. He's the founder of MediaVillage.com. He's the author of the new book, Future of Men, Masculinity in the 21st Century. Jack, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob and Veronica.
Why do you see this as such a turning point for the future of men and boys, this dramatic shift you're talking about?
The shift has been happening for many years, and essentially what we're seeing are the positive results from 60-plus years of the women's movement, but we're also seeing some major shifts in education and in the economy that are impacting on relationships. But if we start with education, for the past decade and for into the foreseeable future, about 60% of college grads are women. They're not only moving into the workplace, but young women under 30 are out earning young men nationally by about 8% and as much as 20% in some major cities. We're seeing women, couples getting married later, and because the women are out earning the men, they're more likely to stay in the workplace and moving up through the corporate hierarchy. 13 of the top 15 growth industries are dominated by women in the junior and middle management ranks, as much as 60 to 70%. So education feeds into the workplace, and then we're seeing implications across all aspects of society that really lead to a very fundamental conclusion that the thousands of years of male dominance are being transformed into a future where women will be more dominant and more prominent.
And you say that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it requires some adjustments from men who may or may not expect to be in that dominant role as they grow up. So how is that playing out in men's daily lives?
Well, realistically, we have to recognize that the women's movement will continue to be successful, and it's important to continue to support the women's movement. The men still have a lock on the C-suite, and we need to, you know, really support more women moving up into the C-suite, into board positions, and toward overall pay equality. But the reality is that women have a tremendous amount of support as women join corporations, companies, organizations. There are typically women's groups. There are women's mentoring organizations. There are women-to-women initiatives. And women, frankly, talk to each other about their needs, their realities, their lives more than men do. But there are very few, if any, support groups for men coming into companies, into organizations. There is no organized way for men to get mentoring, to have guides, to have support. So they're feeling lost, feeling left behind. As we appropriately encourage women to lean in, we're also at the same time seem to be creating a lean-out generation of young men who are feeling disenfranchised, disaffected, and in many ways feeling confronted and challenged by the realities they're facing and don't know which way to turn.
Well, one response has been, and people have been writing about this for a couple decades now, a backlash against women in these new roles, and that hasn't changed now. You see news stories all the time about women facing discrimination or sexual harassment in high-paying tech jobs, in academia, active attempts to harass women online via social media, things like that. That is a response. What do you make of that response to this changing landscape?
Well, and we're certainly seeing some of that in politics today as well, the backlash. And that's exactly the issue that I focus on, is that because we're not building into our support initiatives for women an equivalent support focus on men, men are feeling left out. Men are feeling unengaged and that they have nowhere to turn. So they are, we are feeding into a backlash, a hostility, an online effort to engage these men, whether it's for financial gain through several of these anti-female organizations, for political gain, or for any other reason. We're finding more focus on how we create anger than how we create success and engagement.
Talking to Jack Myers, author of the new book, The Future of Men, Masculinity in the 21st Century. Jack, you, through a lot of your book, talk about what you see as more positive responses to the what you see as the end of male dominance in our culture. What would you recommend, say, younger men especially, as they enter this world?
Well, first of all, I think many, many younger men are already there. They've grown up in an environment at school, in college, where girls are dominant and prominent. 60% in colleges are female. Their teachers have been heavily female. More than 40% of children today are growing up in fatherless homes, so they have women as role models. And we're seeing among young men more and more who have many of the qualities that the women's movement would like men to have: more vulnerable, more emotionally open, more sensitive, more honest, less focused on being strong, on being dominant, on being the provider, more open to being a stay-at-home dad, more open to being supportive of their wives with housework and child care. So number one is to reinforce and support them societally. When you meet a man who's a stay-at-home dad, to embrace him, to encourage him, to support him, instead of the responses many of them get, which, oh, you couldn't get a job. Recognize and understand that young men are caught in the crosshairs of a generational shift. I create an analogy to they're moving from the driver's seat to the passenger seat, and when they were driving, even if they didn't have the directions, they're in control and didn't need to ask. And, you know, we know men don't ask for directions. But there's really no GPS for relationships, and they're not in control anymore. So I think it's really important for women to recognize what men are confronting, to give them guidance, to support them, to engage them in conversations, to encourage them to be more emotionally open. I also think that we need job training. We need more focus on creating jobs that for young men, and support for young men who want to go into what I call the HEAL careers, the health, education, administrative, and literacy careers. We're supporting women in the STEM careers. We need to support young men going into the HEAL careers. We need a redesign of our educational system to make sure it's more supportive for young men today as it has been for women. That means more gaming, reintroduce physical education and recess into the curriculum, create more programs in the high schools around education, training for health careers, for administrative careers that we encourage young men and boys to go into. And really, in the political spectrum, we really need to put an end to this, to these anti-female initiatives that foster anger and a sense of either or, that it's them or us, male, female, and really create more of a gender neutrality.
Well, Jack, I want to jump in and bring this into pop culture. You write about that some in the book. It seems like so many TV shows, advertisements, too, are really playing on or playing with this anxiety. When you think of shows like Scrubs or Modern Family, this clash between often the man of the old school, the stereotypical traditional male, and the younger generation who's playing around with those gender roles, and sometimes that's seen as a positive, sometimes as being policed out of them. What do you make of that?
Oh my God, Rob, you're so on target there. That it's not just the TV programs where We've had 180 or so programs in the last 40 years that focus on single dads and less than a handful that focus on single moms, yet 40% of kids are growing up in single mom homes. Commercials, I think we really have to change the narrative. And just as we focused on ending objectification of women in TV commercials, we really have to look at the way men are portrayed in TV commercials today. We've got the beer commercials where men are misogynist and sexist at the bar being served by gorgeous women hanging out with each other. We've got the man as idiot in commercials where they can't pick out their own analgesic or know how to diaper a baby or clean up a spill without the help of the woman. We've really got to pay attention to the way men are personified. And think about the young men who have grown up with commercials for sexual dysfunction their whole lives, and they look, and that's their image of what a man is today. A buffoon like Homer Simpson or Peter Griffin of the Family Guy, an idiot from commercials, a sexist, a misogynist, or all at the same time being sexually dysfunctional. So we've really got to look at the narrative around how we portray men and relationships in media and in commercials.
We're talking to Jack Myers, author of the new book, The Future of Men, looking at the changing role of masculinity, and you can join the conversation.
Have you noticed your own role changing at work or at home and getting away from more traditional masculine stereotypes? Is it a good thing that masculinity seems like it might be getting an update? And how do you think men can better adjust to these changing gender roles? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We're continuing our conversation about the changing concept of masculinity, and we want to hear from you.
Have you noticed the roles of men and women changing in recent years? How is that affecting your life at home, at work? Is this a positive change? Can it be? And what do you think about what our guest had to say about how men are portrayed in popular culture? Do you see positive role models out there? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Jack Myers is with us. His new book is The Future of Men, Masculinity in the 21st Century. I want to talk about the whole role of man as the provider, Jack, and that's something that seems to be part of this anxiety, too. The idea that, you know, if you look back at the 50s, the guy with the job could maintain a whole family, and now that's not really a reality for most people. Do you think that's part of the anxiety and the uncertainty you're writing about?
Certainly is, Rob, and you know, most families now, first of all, need a two-person income in order to just get through their monthly bills and needs. So with both people working, the question then becomes who has the greater income. With more and more women in roles that not only are out earning their men but have greater earning potential, more and more men are taking somewhat of a back seat in their role, and they're really not societally prepared for it or accepted. It's not embraced. We're going through this massive transformation, and with any disruption and transformation, there is discomfort and concern. So I think we really need to accept that this is happening. We need to embrace it more. There needs to be more media coverage of it. We are constantly exposed in the media, the newspapers, in op-eds, editorials, and books and magazine stories and TV reports about the advances of women and the concerns and the issues related to women's rights, women's equality, but we very rarely read about or hear about what's going on in men and what we need to do to support men. What I find, one of the statistics that just astounded me is that 85% of heterosexual long-term relationships that end are ended by the woman. And I spend a lot of time in the book talking about the changes in relationships, the changes in dating, online dating, the dynamics taking place in relationships. But what's happened is women are taking more and more control over their relationships. They're, because they're economically less dependent on the men, because regulatory environment, and the emotional realities have changed dramatically. Women are increasingly dissatisfied in their relationships, and a lot of that is because the men are not educationally their equals, or and because the men are not responding positively and well to the changes taking place in the household. They're still looking to have control and to do less housework, less childcare, and frankly, women are standing up more and saying, no, this is not acceptable. And as a result, we're seeing among middle-aged women, we see three times as many single middle-aged women as there were just a few decades ago.
Let's go to our callers at 800-642-1234. Todd is with us now in Appleton. Todd, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I was calling in reference to the a lot of the young men growing up in single-parent families, primarily with the mom raising them. And I have seen this socially. I go to a coffee shop a lot and talk with all different people from all different ages, and I kind of enjoy that. But I've noticed, not to stereotype folks, but I think there's a lot of young men that seem to not have a lot of male role models in their life as they grow old, and how to treat women, how to act socially. They're kind of buried in their iPhones and not really responding socially. And a lot of the ladies I talk to say that's one of their complaints, is that they just seem to be disconnected and kind of live in their own little world.
Todd, thanks a lot for that call. And Jack, at some point in your book, you mentioned you think that parents should be careful to expose and make sure their sons see positive relationships, positive role models, even if that man isn't part of the relationship that's bringing them up.
Todd, I don't know whether you've had a chance to see the movie The Intern with Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro, but that the very topic you're talking about is so well presented in that movie. And one of the lines Anne Hathaway says, "When did girls become women and men become boys?" And Robert De Niro has a conversation with some of the young boys he's working with, and you know, he points out they're wearing T-shirts. They're not grooming well. They don't know how to be polite, how to open, how to express themselves. So even though women are looking for that independence and are gaining it and are looking for equality, that doesn't mean that you can't open the door for them. That doesn't mean that on the first date, at least, you can't offer to pay for the check or select the restaurant. And we need a return to these basic relationship rules that have been in place for so many years of just basic manners and basic gender recognition. It doesn't mean that it's not equal. It doesn't mean that you're giving something up to be, in a traditional sense, a man. But at the same time, young men don't have role models of positive influence, as you point out, Rob, and that's a real concern. But we need to differentiate between what the definitions that Todd is bringing forth about what works in a relationship and how men and women can interact, versus men being more accepting of women in roles that have been traditionally men's roles at work, in the family, and at school.
In our last minute or so, Jack, some advice to have a more positive future. As you said, it's not us against them for men and women. What should it look like?
Well, I really look at organizations and corporations because I focus on young men who are coming into the workforce. And I really think it's critically important that all of these mentoring organizations that have been created for women-to-women peer groups, that men begin to be embraced, young men begin to be embraced, and that we also do training for more senior men, men my age, men over 30, on what young men need. They don't need to be part of the old boys club, the old boys network. They really need to be understood for who they are and what their unique qualities are.
We'll leave it there. Jack, thanks a lot for joining us today.
thank you for inviting me. I'd love to come back.
That's Jack Myers. He was with us to talk about changing gender roles. His latest book is The Future of Men, Masculinity in the 21st Century. You can still share your thoughts, by the way, over at the Central Time Facebook page.